Donc, je m'appelle Charlotte Croissant, je suis
My name is Charlotte Croissant. I am responsible for the textile department at the Musée Bargoin. More specifically, I am in charge of setting up exhibitions, notably for the Imagine exhibition of the feet, and I'm also in charge of textile collections kept by the museum. So, extra-European textile collections, essentially tribal and rural pieces. The pieces are almost pretexts or gateways to talk about these different societies and the different visions of the world they offer us. The piece we are presenting is quite old. It must date from the end of the 19th century, but it is an art that is still very much alive and present among the Shipibos and is a strong element of their identity. It is a skirt that is called a chitonti. It is a piece that is dyed with a mahogany paste. It is mahogany bark harvested in the mountains, which is boiled, applied with a bamboo slat fixed with mud. It's a mixture of vegetables and mineral materials. The sun also has a role in it. It's really a piece made by the elements. It's a large cotton rectangle that was woven by women and is covered with geometric patterns. These are essentially straight and curved lines and a few recognizable patterns such as crosses, triangles and squares. In between these big lines, we have a whole bunch of other patterns that fill in the gap, so it's a piece that is quite visually saturated with patterns. It is used as a skirt worn daily by Shipibo women. We are in Peru on the banks of a tributary of the Amazon, the Ucayali River. The Shipibos have been practicing this art for centuries. It is a population of fishermen, essentially, of farmers, who have developed a whole art, notably around what we call the kene. It is an imaginary of patterns, really embedded in their mythology, which come from references of legends, of stories, as they say, the words of men of the pastime. These canes, which are the patterns that we will see on this skirt, are the cultural memory of these people. They speak of their relationship to the environment, to the tropical forests in which they live and which surrounds them, their relationship to the river, which is also very important. It really tells of their vision of the world, and what is interesting is that these patterns are painted by women on textiles, men's or women's textiles, but also on ceramics, on the walls of houses, on bodies. They are also used by men, and rather by men shamans, who do not draw or embroider these patterns but sing them, which are called Icaros, and which enable them to activate the healing of people who come to see them. And for the women, it's a little bit different because these patterns also appear in the form of visions, but rather in dreams. There is also a transmission of the technique and the patterns from mother to daughter. It's really important for women that the pattern is always new. There is a whole story that says that it is linked to a beautiful Inca. The Incas are mythical beings for the Shipibos. And this woman who appeared to a young man, completely dressed in an incredible clothes with these patterns. And she would have inspired the creation of these motifs, of these patterns. There is also another approach. It is said that the patterns are based on the skin of the primordial snake, the great anaconda called Ronin. It is often said that these lines are paths, ways that humans, spirits, animals can take. It is really a kind of representation of communication routes in a general way between humans, with the spirits, with the plant and animal world. All these pieces that are exhibited here, which come from different places, which are also linked to many traditions, different societies, really allow us to open our eyes and to imagine other ways of living today, to respond to the problem of today's world and to imagine tomorrow. I find it interesting because we also draw on the past, because we have artists who are contemporary but rooted in a tradition who renew it. It's really something quite interesting, this loop of being inspired by the past to live better today and also to respond to the problems of the world today and tomorrow.